This is not about meditation. This is about how are we more present in our everyday lives and understanding that what I'm talking about is a minute here, 30 seconds there, 5 minutes here. There's no way that with 24 hours in the day, you can't dedicate 10 minutes scattered throughout the day to being more mindful. Patrice Washington, and this is the Redefining Wealth Podcast, where authenticity leads to alignment and abundance. Join us each week as we peel back the layers on what wealth truly means and dive into conversations that inspire, connect, and empower you to live your richest life. Get ready to challenge the status quo. It's time to redefine wealth for yourself. Welcome back to the Redefining Wealth Podcast. Happy New Year to you. I am so excited about the shift that I have personally made. So excited to be back here doing audio only podcasts. Child, let me tell you, you talk about being in your mindfulness journey, having to come to the realization that what I truly enjoy is just the audio component of podcasting has been such a blessing. And so this is a love offering to you as our first full episode of the year. The other thing I want to make sure that you know now that we're back is I did introduce a new segment on Monday. If you got that notification, I know you were like, what is this? Patrice on a Monday? Yes. Super excited about Wisdom Point, helping you jumpstart the week each week with some type of reflection, nugget of wisdom, a past episode, a difference in the thoughts that I now have from the early episodes till now as a woman who is over 40 with a teenage child, divorced, dating, doing all the things. So many of my ideas, thoughts, and perceptions have changed. And I want to share with you how they've evolved and how that has come about. And so I don't always think that needs a full episode, but I'm excited about Wisdom Point because it's just 10 minutes to get you pointed in the right direction each week. So make sure that you are tuning into Wisdom Point. Now, for those of you who are brand new, you need to know that Redefining Wealth is a community of purpose chasers from all over the world who understand that wealth is so much more than money and material possessions. We are a community that believes that wealth is truly about the original definition, the condition of well-being and happiness. And we start our practice of the six pillars of wealth with talking about the fifth pillar. So this month, you're going to get so much information and education and inspiration around how you can up-level your fifth pillar game. That means becoming your best self. Now, in this new year, baby, in the US, we are in election year. And let me tell you, with the constant stream of distractions and interruptions that we already experience normally that trigger natural stress response, it only gets worse when we have an election year. I don't know who remembers 2020, but it wasn't just the pandemic. It was also the fact that we were in an election year and all of the things that come up. The election cycle is brutal, not just with the news, but even the conversations you find yourself in with coworkers or neighbors or friends, family. It's stressful. And this is the time of year or the time period to double down on your mindfulness practices. If you want to make big strides and stay focused on the results that you desire in your life, you have to solidify your mindfulness journey now. That's why I made the theme of this month in the Redefining Wealth app and the Redefining Wealth Institute, Month of Mindfulness. And if you want to join us and download my Month of Mindfulness calendar, I created it with you in mind just so you can have something that you can test out, try and see if it makes you feel good and allows you to lower the stress and be more mindful in your own life. Then you can test out some of the things that I use. I don't do them all every day, but there are different things on the calendar that I use in my own life. And the four simple ways that I practice mindfulness and that I'm going to share with you today are on the calendar. So download the Redefining Wealth app. You can go to redefiningwealth.app or just go to your app store on Android or your iOS device and look for Redefining Wealth and come on in, join the community of purpose chasers from all over the world. It's brand new. It's so clean. It's so sleek. It's so pretty. It's my new baby. And I'm so excited to get off of social media as much, honestly, especially during this election year, and have a safe space to talk about wealth and abundance and well-being and our practices and our rituals and really sharing all the things that help us be better. If you're trying to get out of all the yuck that is going to be going on this year, then come on into the Redefining Wealth app. I promise we will keep it a peaceful, purposeful, productive space for you. Before I jump into what my practices are, let's get into the affirmation of the week. This week's affirmation is, my self-care rituals are sacred. I honor myself by declaring that my self-care rituals are non-negotiable. In the sanctuary of these practices, I nourish my mind, body, and spirit. Each act of self-care is a testament to my commitment to my own well-being. It's a deliberate choice to prioritize my health and happiness. I create a sacred space within my routine where stress dissolves and inner peace flourishes. As I engage in these rituals, I recognize the profound impact they have on my overall vitality, passion, and enthusiasm for my life and my purpose. My rituals allow me to navigate with more resilience and definitely more gratitude. Declare with me today, my self-care rituals are sacred. Okay, so mindfulness means living in the present moment. Let's just start with that, because sometimes I think there's a lot of confusion. And even for myself, I was really confused for years around the idea of mindfulness. For many years, I thought that mindfulness just meant meditation. But what I've learned is mindfulness is a component of meditation. So typically, meditation refers to a specific exercise. And I do use meditation on a daily basis to keep me grounded and to just help me calm down and just be ready for my day. But that's a specific exercise. And mindfulness is actually a skill that you can apply and utilize in your everyday life. So if you've been confused about the difference, that's the big difference, right? Now, why is this so important? Because mindfulness is about living in the present moment. And more times than not, we're not being present. Many of us live in the past. We're always rehearsing something from our past. A lot of that brings up unforgiveness and bitterness or regret. And then when we're not doing that, we're anxious about the future. What's going to happen? How's it going to go? What does it look like? And so when we're always living in the past or living in the future, we are completely ignoring the present moment. Now, why this is so important? In the continuum for redefining wealth that our entire institute is now based on, I have discovered that when people are not awake, right? We call it the awakening phase here. It is so hard to redefine wealth for yourself because you're living in a loop of autopilot. You're not being radically honest about where you are in the moment. You're not being present about where you are in the moment. And if you can't recognize where you are in any given moment, you cannot recondition the things that do not serve you in order to actualize what you say you want. So mindfulness is such an important part of your awakening phase, right? And mindfulness has been linked. So many studies show that mindfulness has been linked to reducing anxiety, reducing depression, lowering blood pressure, helping you have better memory, stronger relationships, and better physical health overall. So this is such an important piece to your fit pillar, because with those things not in order, it is so hard to focus on the tasks and the relationships needed to get you to the money you say you desire. So this is why I really started to dig more into mindfulness. And once I realized that there was no such thing as I'm not good at mindfulness, because I used to think that mindfulness was meditation and I wasn't good at meditation, neither of those things are true. Mindfulness is a skill that you can cultivate and you can learn to integrate into just various aspects of your life. And there's three things that comprise mindfulness. And I just want to break it down before I give you what my four practices are. The first thing is mindfulness is basically about present moment attention? Can you be present in the moment? Can you just notice what you are feeling, what you are thinking, what is going on in your current surroundings without always kind of being in a daze of the past and always looking ahead to the future? When we're not present in the moment, we tend to find ourselves always daydreaming. Our minds are always wondering. Our minds are just always somewhere else. But being present in the moment is a big piece of mindfulness. The second thing is, when you are in a mindful moment, thoughts are still going to come in your head. This idea that you're not going to have any thoughts and you're not going to feel anything is also a misconception. The thing is, thoughts are going to pop in your head, but a part of mindfulness is practicing non-judgmental acceptance. So it's the ability to withhold judgments of whatever your experience and emotions are in that moment. So this means that no matter what comes up for you in these moments of mindfulness, you don't label it as good or bad. It just is. Because we typically have a tendency to be harsh and judgmental about the thoughts and feelings that we may be struggling with. And I've gotten into this practice of writing out my own personal bill of rights. And I have a good friend, someone who's becoming a good friend, Nick Pollard. He is the people displeaser on Instagram. And he has a personal bill of rights that he walks around with in his pocket. And one of the ones that I got from Nick is, I have the right to feel whatever I feel in any given moment. I have the right to feel whatever I feel in any given moment. This was so important for me as I was going through my divorce, because I stopped trying to explain away that I was angry or I was sad or I was hurt on some days because they felt so out of the blue and so random. And you know that when you are grieving, things just go up and down. There's no linear path for grief. And because my intention was to divorce with dignity, initially I thought that meant denying my own feelings. So when something would come up, I would judge it. And allowing myself to be more mindful allowed me to embrace them and just let them be. I could acknowledge that I was hurt, that I was angry, that I was sad, that I was happy, that I was any emotion without judging myself or feeling bad for being in the emotion or that experience, because it didn't make me bad. It made me human. And it still makes me human, whatever those things are related to any experience I'm having. So non-judgmental acceptance is a choice to make room in your life for whatever happens. If you're anything like me, you've already tried the other responses. You try to fight it, deny it, dismiss it, avoid it. And none of those things really work for any particular length of time. Acceptance just gives us the chance to develop, I would say, a different relationship with whatever we're experiencing, but we don't have to make it bad or judge it. And then the last piece is mindfulness is about acting with awareness. So again, it's about being present and not on autopilot. But the big piece is, once you have any particular thought and you don't judge it, allowing that to inform your next best step, not going back to autopilot or default, right? A big thing that I also learned in these last few years is, when I'm more mindful, I am present to the fact that I can make decisions based on what I know and not what I hope. Autopilot will send me into hope as a natural default, right? Because we're like, oh, I want to think the best, hope the best, wish the best, all these things. When I'm present and aware, though, I can make decisions and deal with people or deal with the situation based on what I know to be true, not what I hope will be true, right? It allows me to make intentional choices that serve my well-being and that serve my inner peace. There are no shoulds when I act with awareness. So when I take inventory of what I need, want, and desire, I can move from that place as opposed to what I should, could, or would based on someone else's external information or validation, or even some old version of myself that I'm still trying to hold on to. I usually can arrive at a more aligned answer for me when I act from awareness.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, I happen to be one of those people that are motivated to work out on my own, but I personally don't get the best Fit Pillar results I can when I don't use a professional trainer, because everything that's permissible is not necessarily beneficial. But having a full life can make it so hard to get on the same schedule as a personal trainer. But when I discovered Future in January 2023, the game changed. It has helped me stay committed to my Fit Pillar goals on the go. It's a personal training app made to fit your life. You get a dedicated coach, personalized training plans, and access to unlimited workouts. And trust me, you will enjoy them. I would love for you to check out Future today if you know that you can do okay with your Fit Pillar by yourself, but you want that additional support and you really want to get serious about your Fit Pillar. Go to patricewashington.com/future and get 50% off your first month today. That's 50% off your first month when you use my link, patricewashington.com/future. Okay, so now let's get into my four simple practices. And let me tell you, it is really simple because again, it's not like meditation where I block time on the calendar and I'm going into my prayer room and I'm lighting a candle and I'm sitting Indian style and, you know, listening to Londrell take me through an affirmation or something, which are all things I really do. But that is my meditation time. Mindfulness is how I really try to go throughout my day. Right. And there are four simple things that I have incorporated that have been a real blessing and I want to offer to you. The first one is just mindful breathing. Taking a few moments at my desk, or if I'm loading the dishwasher, or if I'm just washing my hands, looking in the mirror, focusing on my breath, paying attention to each inhale and each exhale. That alone just brings me to awareness. Being like literally feeling the air coming out of my nostrils, like on my upper lip, or blowing out and feeling that hot air coming out. But it just brings you to such a place of just knowing that you are here in this moment and not off somewhere else. I'm not thinking about what I should have said on the last call, and I'm not worried about the presentation tomorrow. I'm just in this moment breathing. And my girl, Koya Webb, has taught me a lot about breathing. Last year, we were doing a lot of yoga together. We had a girlfriend group that developed, and just being one with the breath, such a mindful experience. That's number one. It's a simple practice. And I do that like 3 times a day, doing the most mundane tasks. But it's been so helpful to bring me back to presence, especially if I just got through something that could be considered stressful or annoying or frustrating. That's been helpful. The second thing is eating mindfully. Oh my gosh. Do you realize how often you just rush through a meal to get to the next thing? Do you ever just stop and pay close attention to the colors of your food, the textures, or the flavor of your food? Like, we may acknowledge, this is good. But do you really just sit with it? Do you chew slowly? Do you savor each bite? Are you fully present when you are eating? Eating more mindfully has been so good to me. Like, I have a new appreciation for food. Now, you guys know, cooking has never been my ministry. Just now, since I've been using HelloFresh more and more, shout out to HelloFresh, link in the show notes. Since I've been using HelloFresh more and more, I've been getting more into the idea of cooking. And now I'm cooking more with my partner, with my significant other. I know y'all want to hear. I'm going to share more. Don't worry. But what he's actually been teaching me is to close my eyes when I eat. That brings you to such a moment of just being present. It makes everything feel so much more beautiful. I guarantee you, if you are eating right now, if you're listening to this podcast and eating lunch or eating breakfast, dinner, whatever, close your eyes for like 15 seconds and just take in every flavor, the texture, all of the things. A big thing for me is it's allowed me to just stop eating stuff I don't like. You know, sometimes you get in an autopilot And so you're used to eating something. So it's not bad, but it's not great. I'm like, no, I really want to enjoy. Remember scaling joy? I want to enjoy eating. I know I have to eat to live, but I want to enjoy my meals so much more. And I have been, and it's such a present experience. So I'm not thinking about working while I'm eating. I'm not trying to think of a million things to cross off on my to-do list. I'm really learning to just enjoy my meals more. And from what I understand, that mindfulness while eating helps with digestion and so many other things that are just related to our consumption. So eating mindfully is a simple practice that I now have in place. Here's my third one, walking mindfully. I don't know what happened to me. I'm from California, and California people tend to be way more laid back and chill when they move about the world. It's not like the East Coast or like New York where people are zipping around. We tend to be that way, but somehow I got into the practice of feeling like I needed to get everywhere so quickly. And not just because I may have been late, just because like, oh, walk with purpose. And that's one of my favorite things to say. I raised Reagan on walk with purpose. That really meant pick your feet up. We're not going to drag our feet through life like we don't have anything to do. Instead of just walk with purpose, I've been embracing walking mindfully, meaning walking more slowly and deliberate, like really allowing my feet to connect with the ground, especially on the days where it's a nice day. Right now, I'm based in Atlanta. It's cold outside. This is not really my vibe. But in the spring or summer, even allowing myself to put my feet on the grass, on the ground, connecting to nature in some form or fashion, my grandma would have been like, no, we don't do that. I definitely wasn't raised like that, but it feels so good. And it's such a moment to just feel some dirt under your feet or feel like the grass blades, like between your toes. It's just another moment to just, why are we always racing through life? I don't know if it's just because I'm over 40. I don't know if it's because my daughter is ending her junior year this year and will be starting senior year and going on about her life soon, that I'm just trying to slow things down and walking more mindfully. Even when I walk our dog, Chloe, not feeling like I have to walk outside and rush her to hurry up and pee and do her thing, but just enjoying taking a breath, enjoying the fresh air, enjoying smiling at a neighbor if I see one. Sometimes at night, enjoying looking up at the stars, just being more present instead of going outside to walk the dog with my phone. I leave my phone inside more and more and just enjoy being outside, enjoy the wind on my face, enjoy the sunshine on my forehead, but just being present to what it feels like to not be so darn connected to technology and to a calendar and to-do list all the time. So walking mindfully has been such a simple practice, bending down to really rub my dog, even when we're outside, right? And feeling her fur in my fingers, like just being present to what the heck is going on and not always so anxious about what I need to do next. Hey, podcast family, big news. I've just launched a game-changing app designed exclusively for you. It is officially the Redefining Wealth app with Patrice Washington. Now, all of my courses, coaching, live streams, and most importantly, my community are just a tap away, all under one roof. You can download the app now for seamless access to exclusive content and a vibrant community of purpose chasers from all over the world. This is the ultimate hub for all things Patrice Washington and all things Redefining Wealth. You can search for it in your app store or find the link at redefiningwealth.app. That's redefiningwealth.app. Do not miss out. Your journey to redefining wealth just got a whole lot easier. Download the app today and let's take this adventure of redefining wealth for ourselves to the next level together. And the fourth simple practice is just mindful listening. We've talked about this on the podcast before, but a lot of us say that we are working so hard to provide a life and a lifestyle for our loved ones, for our children, for our significant other. And I know that we do these things because we love them, But the greatest thing that we can give and provide is our attention and our affection. Mindful listening, like truly listening when someone is speaking, without trying to multitask, without being ready to formulate a response, without having judgment about what they're about to say. Just mindful listening is such a beautiful practice in being present, taking in everything that they are saying, but also giving them that attention. So you're not just hearing the words, but you can feel the tone, the emotions, the look in their eyes, touch their hand if it's a loved one, like show something, show that you are fully present. I feel like we have gotten so far away from that, and many of us have never experienced it, but it is beautiful. And I'm learning to embrace and enjoy that more and more in my relationship with Reagan, but also in my newer relationship with my significant other. It's just been so beautiful to be a more mindful listener. And again, this is not about meditation. This is about how are we more present in our everyday lives, and understanding that what I'm talking about is a minute here, 30 seconds there, you know, 5 minutes here. There's no way that with 24 hours in the day, you can't dedicate 10 minutes scattered throughout the day to being more mindful. Being more mindful as it pertains to your breathing, your eating, your walking, and your listening. You're going to breathe anyway, friend. You're going to eat anyway. You're going to walk anyway, and you have to listen anyway. But giving yourself the space and grace and opportunity to do it more mindfully so that you can be present, so that you can quiet all the busyness, so that you can quiet all of the distractions from your past that try to creep in and rob you of the focus that you need to build your future. This is such an important practice. And I want to say too, I know that it's hard. I know that we get restless. I know that there are so many things vying for our attention. I do not have notifications on my phone. That is something else, is a mindful practice. You can be more present where you're not constantly distracted by whatever's going on your phone. I know that sometimes you might have difficulty just sitting still. This is not 20 minutes of meditation sitting still. This is 1 minute of breathing and paying attention to your breath. It doesn't have to be hard. It could be one simple shift that will change everything. And wouldn't it be worth it if it helped you reduce stress? Wouldn't it be helpful if it helped you reduce all of those intrusive feelings and thoughts all the time? Wouldn't it just be helpful in any number of ways? If it was going to be the stress, the anxiety, the depression, the gut health issues, any of those things. This is not about anything else but giving yourself an opportunity to be present, to be aware, to not judge yourself for any reason. There's no such thing as I can't do it right or I didn't do it right, but just observing what comes up for you when you do have a moment to be present without attachment. This is not anything but trying to get you just to get back to you, to get back to enjoying your life, or for some of us to enjoying your life for the first time. It is just a piece of the fit pillar. And I think it's something that we don't talk about enough. So I wanted to share with you what I personally do. And I hope that it's a blessing to you. It's all about consistency. It's about incorporating one thing here, another thing there. And that's why I created the month of mindfulness calendar. So again, if you want to grab your calendar so that you can get a daily reminder, you can print it out, have it with you. We're going to be sharing each day in the Redefining Wealth app, just a suggestion, whether that's taking a bath during the day or just sitting and thinking on three things you're grateful for, any of the things that allow you to be present. I just want you to be present to your life, because we get one life. And no matter what the vision is you have, you only get one vessel to execute the vision. And we want to take care of her, or we want to take care of him. We want to take care of that earthly vessel that you got and allow it to really be able to focus on the purpose for which you were created. You were created with purpose, on purpose, for purpose. And when life and all of the distractions out there cloud that for you, you don't get to really walk in your fullest potential. And that is definitely what we want for you here. So come get your month of mindfulness calendar, download the Redefining Wealth app on your iOS or Android device, and let's share best practices and see what's helpful, you know, for other people in the community, other purpose chasers. I want to invite you to make sure you rate this episode, rate the podcast. It allows other purpose chasers to find us and know that we are not just a podcast, but a movement. And this is about you stepping into the most authentic, aligned, abundant version of yourself. This is about redefining wealth for yourself. And this is about you knowing that it is your right, your birthright, to live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and to be able to earn more without ever chasing money. I hope this episode was a blessing to you. I'll see you on Monday with the next Wisdom Point. And until then, have a blessed day. Talk to you later.